Holy Week, Day 4. The Ten Virgins. On this Holy Tuesday, the Armenian Church commemorates the Ten Virgins. This is a parable which arrives to us via Saint Matthew, the evangelist. Attributed to our Lord Jesus Christ, in this parable, Christ teaches us the value of always being ready. Five maidens who were ready were referred to as wise virgins, while five who were not ready were referred to as the foolish maidens. Now, first of all, these archaic terms, virgin, maiden, may be detracting, may deflect our attention from the real message of the story. So go ahead and change the characters. Substitute yourself for the characters in the story. Substitute your profession. Make this about the 10 dancers, the 10 accountants, the 10 doctors, the 10 nurses, whatever they may be. 10 of your profession, anticipating an event that comes up in your profession. I will take the lead and talk about the 10 priests. 5 of them were wise and 5 of them were foolish. They were waiting for their bishop to arrive, a bishop who was going to come and celebrate the liturgy. And while waiting, 5 foolish priests used up the candles that they had, the incense that they had prepared, in celebrating the arrival, while the 5 wise priests had kept their candles, had kept the incense, waiting, anticipating the arrival of the bishop. When the bishop arrived, he looked around and he said, "I am ready to be escorted into the sanctuary. Light your candles, light your incense, and let us process into the sanctuary." The 5 foolish priests had used up their resources. They were not ready, and turned to the 5 wise priests and said, "Let us borrow some of your incense, some of your candles." But those priests said, "We cannot give it to you. We're escorting the bishop into the sanctuary, and the people are waiting, the crowds have arrived, we cannot let them wait." And so they entered into the sanctuary, and the 5 foolish priests were left out. Now, of course, this story is not about priests, it is not about maidens, it's about readiness. For when God comes, when God shares His kingdom with all of us, it's not for us to be saying, "Wait, I need to be ready for it." The waiting is our life. God's kingdom arrives, and we need to be ready for it. The message of the 10 maidens is exactly that. That hour and that time you do not know. Only God the Father knows. What you do know is that you need to be ready for it. Jesus ends the parable by saying, "Therefore keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour." I invite you to read the actual parable, which comes to us in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 25. As you read it, you'll note that it is followed by this beautiful passage, which we have shared many times as the cornerstone of our ministry, that when that day comes, there will be a judgment, and that judgment will be based on how we treated one another. The preparation, therefore, is for us to be ready always with our good works, with our firm faith, especially this week, as we prepare for Holy Week, the rest of the Passion of our Lord, as we prepare for His crucifixion and ultimately His resurrection. The preparedness of the soul depends on our relationship with one another. the preparedness of each of us to be the wise maiden of the day, the wise priest, the wise doctor, the wise accountant. And therefore, spiritually, we need to be ready for God. At the time that he asks, what did you do with your life? At the time that he comes in his glory, at the time that he demands an explanation of the way we use the resources and use the love that he put into our hearts. This Holy Week begins with this message of preparedness, of readiness, like the five wise maidens. Let us pray. Lord our God, you instruct us in many ways. You give us the parables spoken from the Son of Man. Parables that direct our ways. Parables that direct our going into the paths of righteousness. As we prepare to greet the passion of our Lord, his triumphant crucifixion, burial, and resurrection, we ask that today's message, today's parable of the ten maidens, guide and direct us in the paths of the true righteousness, of being prepared to spread the love by doing the love, by practicing love, by sacrificing and becoming living crucifixions, burials, and resurrections. In all things we glorify you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. This is Father Voskan inviting you to join us again tomorrow as we take the next step in this Holy Week journey. In the meantime, please join us at epostle.net, where you'll find podcast broadcasts and an assortment of resources to help you through your spiritual journey through life. That's epostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.